This is Saturday morning, the closing session of the feast, and we're in Daniel chapter 12. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. So there will be some turmoil down the road. But at that time, your people, meaning the Jews, everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered. That includes the Gentiles, which speaks of the church. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of heaven. And those who led many to righteousness, like the stars, forever and ever. Not for a couple of weeks now. The lights go out. Okay? But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of this scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Notice again, it's knowledge. That increase in knowledge brings what? More pride. You've got knowledge coming out of every single field in the earth. And the dramatics are visible. I heard a little bit on the news this morning that John Wayne is being crucified by the people who can't stand his boldness, because they're quoting that he's anti-black, he's anti-this, he's anti-that, and they're trying to eliminate him.
And I thought, again?
Huh?
You said John Wayne, is that who you mean?
Yeah, the actor.
From decades ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
His legacy.
Isn't that what I said, John Wayne?
You did, but
I thought you were referring to somebody who's living now.
Yeah.
No, he just passed, but they're crucifying him because of his films and because of his stand for his way of righteousness. He would call a spade a spade. And now the police that checks out everybody's words and everybody's this and everybody's that can't stand his honesty. And by the way, there was also a comedian that was going to play Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, and that now has been canceled because people have risen up and said, you're going to mock this man who was sick mentally, and you're laughing at what's, and you're going to make a comedy out of him? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, a lot of people, and I'm not against anybody, that's not the point. I'm just trying to show you the coordinates of the pride of man growing and growing and growing. And all I can say to you is this. Watch your own heart, because that's what you have to contend with, is your own heart. And am I learning or trying to learn something to lift myself up? Or am I aiming at becoming more righteous and more holy, not for the sake of holiness, but for what God has intended for me to become? Because it's all about His plan for you and me. I'm not against people educating themselves, going to this, going to that. That is God. There's no question about it. But when it's used for the wrong purpose, it becomes the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil under the demonic anointing. And it's scary, because a lot of people don't even take it into the equation. They just don't realize that that tree is one tree, and then there's the tree of dependency on the Lord. Because when I depend on the Lord, I'm going to get what? Downloads from Him. If I say, I'm not about to do this, Lord, because I needed your instructions. You need to educate me. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything to please Himself.
Can I ask a question about that scripture?
Yep.
It came to me yesterday.
because it was part of the teaching, and that is, isn't it 15:30?
No. John chapter 5, verses 19 and verse 30, and if you read it in the Amplified, it's very powerful.
Okay, that's what I was reading from. Something jumped off that I never saw before.
All right.
And we discussed it a little bit, but I did not have a total comprehension.
All right.
Okay. Do you want me to read the whole verse from the beginning?
Verse 19 and then verse 30.
Okay. Oh, you want both of them?
Well, yeah, because they confirm each other.
So 19 is, so Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing, for whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way, in his turn.
Meaning he's not relying on his soul, which is his mental abilities, his knowledge, his education, etc., etc., etc. He's relying on the visions, the words of knowledge, and whatever God has given him in dreams, etc., which are the instructions that he will give you. Verse 30.
Okay, verse 30. I am able to do nothing for myself independently of my own accord, but only as I am taught by God and as I get his orders. Even as I hear, I judge. I decide as I am bidden to decide. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. And my judgment is right, just, righteous, because I do not seek or consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, my own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of the Father who sent me. What jumped off the page to me as I was presenting this yesterday was the Father who sent me. And what I was questioning, the Lord, and I did not get a clear answer, was sent me, when he sent me. And we talked about this.
Yeah.
Is that the sent me from the very beginning when he sent me?
Yeah, because he was sent for the specific timing, and I remember, I don't even remember who it was, but there was one of the teachers that I had, and I said, why did he wait so long, you know? And their response was, because Rome hadn't been established yet. Well, now that didn't make a darn bit of sense to me. I would have liked to have Jesus come, you know, a couple of weeks after Adam and Eve failed, you know, but that's not what he waited for. There was a perfect timing involved, and this person was teaching from a natural point of view. He said, have you any idea what country created the roads and all of the ways that needed to be opened in order for the earth and all of its people to be touched? Well, obviously, the Roman roads, the Roman bridges, the naval capacity that they had, all of these things came to a particular timing where it was blossoming. And then Jesus is sent. He's sent in a time zone where now the gospel will go out to the north, south, east, and west.
So could this be interpreted as, excuse me, sent from the very beginning when God created me?
The decision to release him at some point.
Right. Or, well, I mean, speaking, because obviously this is for us.
Oh, yes.
Or is that at any time that the Father does send any one of us?
Mm-hmm.
Any one of us.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it could be
applicable. It's applicable in both directions.
Okay.
Because if you're sent ahead of schedule into something, what happens? Do you ever push yourself to go do something because you really want to fix? And you land there and you say, my God, what am I doing here? It's not working. So now you realize it's part of you. You might have had a part of the puzzle. And the me, myself, and I wants it over with. None of you have ever lost your patience. Okay? But I have. And I say, oh my God, what am I doing here? And the Lord would say, you're just a few days early, or a few weeks early, or a few years early. Because there's timings involved. And so the timing that our Savior was sent from this man who was teaching about the earth and being prepared. Now, he's coming back. And the other night, TBN was on, and I happened to be listening, and they were talking about the new studio in Jerusalem. Now, that new studio in Jerusalem is capable of sending a message and a picture throughout the earth. And the scripture says, every eye will see him. How many people in the earth now have an iPhone that do not own maybe a washing machine? I'm being silly, but, you know, there are people who have these new gadgets that are being mushrooming all over the earth. Many people, for instance, in faraway places, they own one of these, and they're connected, and they're coming to Christ through the media, and that's just one little corner. And I was excited because there was like an awareness, God, look at this, look at this. And it was just an exciting moment to think that 100 years ago, none of this was even conceivable. Okay? When my dad was a little boy, he says, the whole school would empty out if there was, an airplane, they could hear the propellers. And they would all run outside. The whole school would empty out in a matter of seconds just to see an airplane go by. Because Dad was born in 1915, I would think, or something like that, 15, 17. So, you know, by the time he was in school, we're in the middle of 20s. And what generation? That's less 100 years. What has happened? And none of these things that are even in the background, we don't even get to hear about it yet. But that doesn't mean there's not stuff in the oven cooking. And is it all part of God's plan? Absolutely. I do believe God doesn't miss a trick on any aspect of what he's doing, including nations, including what's happening in our political realm. And he's not going to be teetering off his throne because Mr. Trump or Mr. What are the other ones?
Cruz
or whoever. It's not important what they do. God's got it all prepared. And he's not going to fall off his throne. Whenever or however, if it's a man or a woman that's going to lead our nation, he's got it all down. And it'll come to pass. And we need to just, okay, God, have a party. Just guide me. Counsel me. Open me up. I don't want to miss the boat. Basically. And not to get frustrated. That's not always comfortable, however. Not to get frustrated. Yes?
Who got the visions with the ladders?
The lattice?
The ladders?
Wasn't that Mary Jo?
It was Mary Jo. With the ladders and how there was a car waiting and people had to make a decision to kind of exit.
I didn't hear that one.
No. When was that?
Are you talking about when she saw the Jerusalem wall and some people had ladders? Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, the ladders were in a circle, and there were holes in the wall, and some could escape because they didn't want to go any higher, or they could go higher if they wanted to.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
I was for that one.
That's it?
Yeah. That's the one?
The Lord had brought that back, so I immediately said it.
Yeah.
Well, again, how high do you want to go with the Lord? You know, and this is what actually the feast gives us that opportunity. You want to go higher? Be obedient to the best of your ability. And the rest will be automatic and you'll keep climbing. Can you slip a couple? Why not? But you're not jumping off. We've had people who have had, let's say, multiple of opportunities to grow in the Lord. And they go to a certain level And then all of a sudden you see them exit because they can't handle or don't want to go any higher. They don't want to lose control. Or they don't want to lose their trust in what they've learned. The knowledge of good and evil is satisfactory. They're happy there. One of the visions you had, two dressed in black, one dressed in brown, indicating earthy, meaning satisfied with what the earth will supply, and the knowledge of good and evil is perfectly okay by me. I don't need to trust in the Holy Ghost. I don't need the Holy Ghost. I've had people tell me that. You know, hey, you're nuts. There's no way I'm going to wait for the Holy Spirit to... I don't need the Holy Spirit. I've already got him. Fine. Watch the fruit. And I mean, it's not to down them, but that's where they're choosing to go, and you need to be respecting. And I think we talked a little bit about that yesterday. I don't want to go back there. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
God gave Adam godly knowledge before he ate.
Yes.
Because he was able to name all the animals.
Oh, he was extremely bright. So you can't think of him as, but what, did he have to educate himself?
No.
Why? He had a download from Papa.
That's right.
So you named, you know, there was a commentator on one of the stations not too long ago who said, do you have any idea how long he lived before they failed?
Oh.
And that was a question I never even entered my mind. How many years did they actually live in the earth before their downfall? I don't know. I have no clue. Could have been thousands of years. We don't know.
Right.
Or hundreds. Whatever. I have no clue. Do I need to know? No. But, you know, the prodding in my mind was like, oh my God, how come I never thought of that one? You know, we kind of read and we think it's all one slippery slide, and it's not. So we don't know how long he debated about this, how many discussions Adam and Eve had on this case. You know, maybe they were sick of waiting for him at night. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
There's,
yes,
I don't know what day it was of the feast, but the Lord had for some reason brought the scripture verse to me about he takes the good away so that they're spared from evil. And it was just here in Daniel. So is it all right if I read it?
Yes.
I couldn't remember what it was from. It's from Isaiah 57,
okay.
1 to 2. The righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil.
Yeah.
Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. And the reason it was in Daniel, because there's something that goes along with this. You will rest, and then at the end of your days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. And that's
Amen.
Daniel 12:13.
Amen. Thank you. Does that produce any questions?